Back in the austere Ronald Reagan 1980s, when the message was that government was not your friend, when high unemployment did not mean Washington would come to the rescue, one face and voice from Washington was different, comforting. Nothing political about this fellow.
Make no mistake about it, AIDS is spreading and AIDS is fatal.
It's the voice, unmistakable voice, really, of C. Everett Koop, a brilliant choice to be U.S. Surgeon General. He was part country doctor, part scientist, part preacher, who looked like he stepped right out of some rural Amish community. Koop gave the role of Surgeon General a high profile with his frankness about the AIDS crisis and his aggressive initiatives to reduce smoking. Koop died yesterday. He was 96 years old. Chris Collins is the vice president and director of public policy for AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research. Chris Collins, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
How influential was C. Everett Koop in really crystallizing the mainstream consensus that AIDS was something that really needed national attention?
I think Dr. Koop was absolutely essential in changing the national conversation around AIDS. You know, in the beginning, it was a time when people were very fearful. Kids who were living with HIV were being turned away from schools. There was a whole lot of rumor, stigma against people living with HIV or thought to be living with HIV. And in the White House, the president was officially turning away from the problem, not even talking about it for many, many years. And Koop came in and recognized that his job as Surgeon General was to pursue the public health. So he was very courageous in doing that in a whole variety of ways.
You know, Chris Collins, as Vice President and Director of Public Policy for AMFAR, I mean, you and many of your colleagues interacted with lots of people in Washington during those years of the 80s. How different of a character was Koop in that Washington of back then?
Well, one thing that's interesting about him then and now is he was a political surprise. You know, when he was nominated to take that role, many liberals were opposed to his nomination, thinking that he would be representing conservative values at the expense of public health, and quite the opposite happened. He spearheaded efforts on tobacco education, and when HIV came along, he wasn't afraid of it. He said that we need to be putting evidence in front of ideology and in front of prejudice. And he became somebody, simply in the pursuit of doing his job and pursuing the evidence of public health, who wound up really standing up against stigma against people living with HIV and people perceived to be at risk for HIV, including gay people and people who use drugs. He also was someone who, because he wanted to talk honestly about this disease that the nation was facing, talked about sex and self-protection in sex in a way that was pretty unique for a federal official.
And he really proved, as a public health official, that candor is one of the biggest weapons against a communicable disease.
Well, I think that's one of the big takeaways from his life and his leadership, is that when you're facing a challenge like this, you can't just put your head underground. You can't rely on rumor and finger pointing. You need to get the evidence, and you need to follow the evidence, and you need to have compassion, and you need to fight against stigma. And those principles are as important today as they were back then. I mean, today we're doing much better against the AIDS epidemic in the United States and globally, but continually we need to fight for evidence-based policies, implementing programs that we know will work. You know, to this day, federal funds are not available to support syringe exchange, which we know brings down infection rates and does not lead to increased drug use. But still, ideology is trumping the science on the issue of syringe exchange.
A job for C. Everett Koop, no longer with us. He died yesterday at age 96. Chris Collins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chris Collins is the Vice President and Director of Public Policy for AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research.